Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hey, Darren.
So we are focusing on how South Africans are adapting their spending patterns to deal with the big economic crunch we're experiencing.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that for most of us, our income hasn't quite kept pace with a very steep increase in the cost of living, fuel, food, and don't even get me started on Itegweni municipal bills. So since January, South Africa has officially been in a recession, and belt tightening has become something of a national sport, with many people now on their last, or at least their second to last, belt notch. BMR research asked a sample of South Africans for very specific details on the sort of adjustments and sacrifices they've been making, particularly in reducing their monthly grocery spend. And the answers they got are quite interesting, because I think for everybody, the cutback is going to be different. So yeah. They got that consumers are doing their homework now before making purchases, so shopping around online and that sort of thing, especially big-ticket items. Dropping their loyalty to certain product brands or stores in order to get the best deal. Instead of buying in bulk to save, consumers are buying smaller amounts of what they want in order to save it at all. That does make sense, from a practical sense, because if you only have access to a little bit of money at any given time, you're going to buy a little bit of what you want. And it saddens me, though, Darren, because in most cases, the small packs work out to be a lot more expensive per gram or milliliter. And it's those tiny packs and single-use sachets that you'll find, you know, coffee, for example, that you'll find in the spaza shops being bought by the really poor. So another thing that interested me, and I think it's a good move, consumers are buying multi-purpose cleaners to get the housework done rather than a whole lot of different products which are marketed for kitchen, bathroom, toilet, etc. There isn't really a reason to diversify like that and spend a whole lot of money on all the different products. Many are also buying refill packs as opposed to original packs of products to save money. And this one interested me, frozen vegetables instead of fresh produce because they last longer and there's no wastage. Okay, so there's also been a swing to the cheaper supermarket house brands, apparently, although I'd caution people not to always assume that they are cheaper. You must check the prices because sometimes they're not, or something else is on special. But yes, generally a good idea to look at the house brands because there's no value in cool packaging at all. And then some of the things people have scratched off their shopping list completely are bath foam and salt. I imagine in the Western Cape that wouldn't be, they can't bath at the moment. That's an easy one. Branded body soap for kids. Why would you want that anyway? Cheese spread. I mean, that's what, cheese spread, double plus toilet paper. They're onto single plus. Ice cream, breakfast cereals, the big brands. And there's big boxes with not a lot inside. Syrup, not a bad move to cut that out. Tomato sauce. You know, times are tough when you're cutting out tomato sauce. What I think should be on that list are coffee creamers, which are being used widely instead of or in addition to milk even. Those studies have shown that they are regarded by the poorest of the poor in this country as absolutely essential, despite being relatively pricey. And I think we've spoken about this before, Darren.
Yeah.
And they're not at all healthy, a cocktail of vegetable fats, sugar, preservatives, and colorants. And I can't believe how many people still, except in the Western Cape where people are more green than in other parts of this country, people are still buying supermarket bags at more than 50 cents each rather than taking their own, which is a total waste of money before you even start on the environment.
Okay, but that's what the statistics are showing us. So what about you? What have you given, what have you given up, Wendy? Because, I mean, I got to tell you, straight off the bat, I know when times are tough, one of the last things I'm going to give up on is double ply. That's the one area, it's a no-go area. I'm never going to.
I'm with you on the double ply because my theory is you use more of the single ply to get the same result as you've always got. But anyway, there are a lot of things I've adjusted. Off the top of my head, I don't buy those really pricey packs of 100% fruit juice anymore. My son drinks water instead and he's happy to do that. So I think that was a win. And I love fruits. I used to buy those kind of really pricey blueberries, raspberries, whatever was in season, regularly. And now they're a bit of a spoil. And I really do look out for when they're marked down, when they, you know, on their best before date. I shop more mindfully. So rather than pushing my trolley around and thinking, oh, that looks nice, I'll try that. I very carefully weigh up, you know, wants versus needs.
Stick to the list.
But to go back to something, my pet subject at the moment that we discussed 3 weeks ago, I absolutely do not want to give up butter, but it's getting harder and harder. Since we spoke 3 weeks ago, Darren, you hardly see, I've hardly seen any 500 bricks of the local brands. Yeah. And the one I did see in, I think it was Chickers this week, was an imported brand, a 500 grand brick for 86 rand, which is a crisis. So, yeah. But I'm really interested to hear from our listeners about what products they've been slashing from their supermarket list. And, you know, maybe what they actually won't either.
Absolutely. Let's throw that out there. What are you no longer buying when you go to the shops? What's the first thing that you scratch off the list? Like, I can't afford that anymore, simply because you might conceive of it as a luxury item, or you just cannot afford it anymore. Drop us a WhatsApp voice note. Give us your name as well so we know who you are. 061-792-9495. What have you stopped buying because the recession is just a little too harsh? Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Aaron.
Consumer Watch with Wayne Nola on East Coast Breakfast.
It's John, and I would say the most important thing if you've given up is butter. It's real butter. You can't get it for less than 50 to 60 rand a block.
Yeah.
So it's back to March for us.
And can you imagine how the bakeries must seriously suffer the scarcity of butter and the price of butter, and bread is a staple food. It's difficult to... Is that you, Wendy?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was out with my daughter yesterday and we had scones, and I thought, I wonder if they're still using butter in these scones. That's a very hard butter product. And
yes.
I know in the Europe where it's a similar problem, they're having a croissant crust. Mm.
No croissant?
No croissant.
Say it then, so.
I know, it's a real thing. I was at a restaurant yesterday as well, and they had butter served with the bread. And I made a pig of myself of the butter just because I thought I ate the butter like it was the last time I'm ever going to have it.
Exactly. And I was at a hotel, and there was little sachets of Lurpak, and I thought, they're going to have to start hiding those away.
We're going to have to, I think.
Morning. My name's Christine. I have bought 8 chickens, and... my chickens lay eggs almost 4 a day.
Yeah.
And so I've cut down on eggs, buying at supermarket, and then we eat more egg-based foods. And any surplus I then either barter with my folks if they've got something from their garden, or... I sell the eggs to friends who are willing to pay, so I make a little bit of pocket money to for my kids. Thank you. Bye.
That's quite clever, hey,
Wendy. Wow. Okay, people with land, that's maybe an idea. If you're very into eggs, a very wonderful source of protein, so yeah, good for her.
Good morning, breakfast team. Bronwyn here. I have cut Marlo off my list, which my son calls chocolate tea. It is so, so pricey when it is full price. But I only buy it when it's $39.99. Have a great day.
Yeah.
Luxury now. Yeah.
Can you believe it?
Those things, hot chocolate, you can make it much cheaper with cocoa and sugar on your own. Just saying. I've been saying that for a while.
Okay. Good night.
We don't buy liquid soap anymore for hand wash. We just use the bars. We buy like bulk packs of like bubble bath for the kids. Definitely don't buy any meat, hardly any meat. I'm thinking cleaning products to a minimum because they're very expensive. So multi-purpose cleaning products that can just do everything, like a spray that does everything. And like old-fashioned cleaning habits, like using vinegar and lemon juice, stuff you already have. That's what we tend to do. You do feel a bit miserable, but you got to do what you got to do.
It's fascinating.
I like that old-fashioned cleaning thing. I once did a show years ago on that, on how to use vinegar, bicarb, and lemon even. If you've already used a lemon, you can use it to, you know, it's very effective. Can be pricey with the lemons, but the others, yeah, are definitely worth trying.
All right. Thanks, Wendy. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks, Aaron. Bye.
Consumer Watch with Wayne Nola on East Coast Breakfast.